This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, March 5th. Okay, the stock market is getting a little grumpy. Just to set the stage, you know, yesterday the indices were down, but we were up very nicely. Now, some of that was NVIDIA and Supermicro Computer and a lot of small caps that were benefiting. But, you know, the market is definitely getting hit with some profit taking today. And so even things like Supermicro are pulling back. Now, just so you know, Supermicro gets added to the S&P 500 on March 18th. So the surge you've seen in it is definitely short covering related and institutional investors trying to get ahead of the indices. In theory, it should pop on March 18th because then the index funds are all forced to buy it and they have a lot of money. Okay. What I find amazing about Supermicro is Goldman just initiated coverage this week with a neutral rating. And just a couple weeks earlier, Bank of America and Wells Fargo started coverage. So Supermicro Computer is a company that kind of came out of nowhere and caught a lot of people on Wall Street flat-footed. And, of course, Wall Street tends to cover stocks when they're using the companies are using them for investment banking. But Supermicro is a cash-rich company that doesn't need them. So they weren't covering it. So I find that pretty amazing. A couple of things going on. Obviously, we have the State of the Union tonight. Tomorrow, we have Fed Chairman Powell is going to be testifying in front of Congress for 2 days in a row. We'll eventually have a Fed meeting and get an update on the dot plot to see when they're going to be cutting rates. Right now, it does look like June. I'm sorry to say that. I think they should cut in May, May 1st, but we shall see. In the meantime, something very important is going on. You probably have noticed that Apple isn't doing so good this year. Now, they got hit with a big fine from the EU, three times bigger than we thought, literally almost $2 billion. And that's over music streaming. And then their iPhone sales in China fell 24% in the first 6 weeks this year. And they're now the fourth biggest smartphone seller in China. So those two things have kind of combined forces to knock Apple down. And we don't recommend Apple. It's in some of our accounts because clients have low basis and they don't want to pay the taxes, including my wife, by the way. The truth of the matter is there's a big change in the Magnificent Seven. Of course, the biggest change is Tesla. And they're just off to a really bad start this year. But what Apple and Tesla have in common is the deflation from China, okay? China has collapsing prices. It's so bad that their pork prices fell 17% in January. And by the way, pork's their staple meat over there. And so they got too many pigs, I guess. Anyway, the deflation you've got going on in China is spreading around the globe. It's already really devastated electric vehicles. And what electric vehicles and iPhones have in common is no one wants a used one, okay? Because no one knows when the battery's going to die, okay? And the batteries can only have so many cycles, okay? So, you know, the resale value is really, really poor. And it's just unfortunate that the deflation in China is now rippling across the globe and taking out two of our biggest stocks in the Magnificent Seven, okay? Now, I don't recommend either one, okay, and but we do have Apple and Tesla in managed accounts because people, again, have them with low basis, and we don't want to trigger all the taxes. But the new leadership is very clear. It's not only NVIDIA and Supermicro. It's Novo Nordisk, Eli Lilly, you know, and pretty simple themes, AI hardware and weight loss medication. But because we have a strong dollar, that hurts a lot of the big multinationals and really helps small cap. And that small cap rally is still intact. So you can invest confidently, use days like today to buy on dips. And that's the main thing I wanted to tell you. Okay. So we'll see what President Biden says tonight in State of the Union. We'll see what happens. I think Biden's speaking tonight. But anyway. Then Jerome Powell's going to say next couple days in front of Congress. And that's that. So that's your update for today. I'll keep updating the market during fast market conditions. If Jerome Powell says something outlandish or market moving, I will definitely be updating the podcast next couple of days. So I'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.